Thank you. Last week he stole my message, but this week he made up for it. May God bless you. Well, good morning. Have you had a Merry Christmas? Did you enjoy your Christmas tree? Did you enjoy the gifts that you received or you gave? Thank God for Christmas. And we thank God it's over. If you're tired, it's time to relax. And we are this morning called upon, each one of us, to think of how you spent the year 2024. And without any further announcements, may I ask you to bow your head with me so we can ask the Lord to bless this morning together, the next 15, 20 minutes. Father, we are thankful that you gave us life to come to church, to seek your face, to thank you for what you have done in our lives, for all the gifts you have given us, your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who we celebrate his birth last week, and hopefully will never forget why he came and what he did. So today, bless the word, bless our hearts, open our hearts, open our minds, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Those people who've been with us since maybe 50 years, 48 years, let's put it this way, they know what I speak, or they know the title of my message. I'm not going to ask you whether you remember or not, but this is what I like to bring every time I speak about New Year, old year or new year. So the title next year, next time, next week will be just the same. So the title today, thus far, the Lord has helped us. Who remembers how many times I said that? Thus far, amen. Thus, thank you, Bill. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. Did he help you? Yeah. Amen. Did he help me? Of course. Has he been with us? Yes. And this morning, I want to share with you a few words here. Before I do that, I would like to remind you, on this short journey of ours, there are temptations to overcome, disappointments to handle, personal sins that beset us, burden that depress us, and Satan is standing by urging you and me to quit trying to live for Jesus Christ. That's his job. And we say no to him all the time. We live for our Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is with you and me. He's with us. And he promised that he will never leave us, especially when we go through difficult times. This is the last Sunday of 2024. Let each one of us, if I may ask, review in his heart, individually last year. And try to remember what God has done. Whether in our failures, we have Him, Jesus Christ, to encourage us and comfort us. Or in our successes, we had some. We hear His voice saying, "Well done." And I came across, last week I started my message with a prayer. Who remembers the prayer of the woman who was munching over her the food she was preparing? Amen. And today I came upon a prayer of a young man. And I want to bring some of it to your attention and see if there are some traits that you find in yourselves, in ourselves, and try to do what he did. He said, "Lord," at the end of the year, he said, "Lord, I confess before you that I have had longings and nudges from you which I did not translate into action. I have made decision without consulting you, then have blamed you when things went wrong." Do we do that sometimes? "I have said that I trusted you and I will turn my affairs to you, yet I did my own will. I have often sought to the easy way and have consistently drawn back from the road that is hard. I have disobeyed you. Forgive me for all my intentions that were born and somehow never lived. And now I claim your promise to change me. Lead me into a new life with a new spirit, a strong resolve to live a life planned for me as only you can do for me that I cannot do for myself." The end of his prayer. Do you see some glimpses of things you have done? I've seen. How many times we said, "Lord, never again, never, never again, I will follow whatever you tell me." And do we know what? Never again will never come. And we repeat the same mistakes. But I'm not here to tell you about gloom and doom. No, never. That's not the message of God. The thing I'm bringing to your attention is, how did we spend the time the Lord has given us during 2024? Whatever is going on in your life, sometimes things go the way you want it. Sometimes you are under attack. And you know, as you live a life consecrated to Jesus Christ, you will always be under attack from the devil himself. And sometimes you find that life is hard at times, difficult to navigate through the year. But thank God, he continued his presence with you and me. And thank God that whatever we have been through, whether problems, whether tragedies, whatever, whether illness, we thank God because He knows better than we do. His intention is not to get us to be sick or to have tragedies or to experience the attacks of the devil that comes, especially when you are lifted up by the word of God. No, but you know, I have good news for you. This and this shall pass. That reminds me of the story I read. What is your favorite scripture? Someone once asked an elderly lady. And he told her, what is your favorite scripture? My favorite scripture is, and it came to pass. It says, why did you choose this verse out of many verses in the Bible? She said, because it does not stay. It came to pass. Whatever you've experienced during 2024, whether it's joy, thank God for the joys of life, whether it's difficulties, illnesses, whatever you have been through, it shall come to pass. I have news for you. That's the Bible. It's not going to stay. And thank God we have an advocate. When we find ourselves in a tight spot, when we don't know where to go, we have an advocate we have sitting at the right hand of glory, interceding for us. Let's go to Him. We seek that attorney. He's never lost a case. The Bible said that. We have an advocate in 1 John 2:1. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Just remember, you're not alone in whatever you are experiencing nowadays. So many people say, hey, good riddance, this year is an old year, I just want to forget about it. That's many people do that. No. This year was a good year. We've learned new lessons. We've experienced God in a different way. He's answered our prayers. He healed us. And some prayers, He did not answer the way we want. He answered the way that is good for ourselves. For we know that all things that happen to us, all things, might work for good to them that love the Lord. Thank God for what we have been through. We cannot complain. I stand before you. I had a loss in my life. But I say this with all my heart. Jesus Christ never makes a mistake. And I know through all this, God works for good to those people who love Him. Whatever you had in your life, remember what the Apostle Paul, he had successes and he had experiences where one day they left him as dead on the streets of Lystra after they stoned him, and they left him as dead, and the Lord raised him. You know what he said? He was a great writer. He wrote mostly all the Gospels. And guess what? He said one thing, and I leave it with you. He said in Philippians 3:13, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. We don't live in the past. So many people, you sit with them, they start telling you stories about the past and how their successes. Remember what Paul said. We cannot live in the past. Leave the past alone, forgetting things that lies behind, and let us live in the present and for the future. I want to say these three words. Remember to forget. Remember to forget. We're not going to live in the past. We're going to live in the future. We live now. Today is ours. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is in the hands of the Lord. But today is ours. Let us live to honor God and love him and appreciate what he's done for us. Are you? A little things about what God has done for us. So you will be able to proceed. Number one, you'll be uplifted. And you'll be able to proceed into that new year. Are you grateful to begin with? Are you thankful to begin with? Amen. How about God's grace and mercy? We heard about it. Dean spoke about that. He almost stole this message again. I don't know what to do with them. Andrew and Dean. And I told Andrew I'll meet him outside. We'll settle it last week. He came in during the break. He said, I've been waiting for you outside. I told him, Andrew, I'll tell you what. I'm a coward. Are you grateful for God's grace and mercy? How about his love that never ends? How about the opportunities to serve him in your church and in your life? How about good health? Are you grateful? I am. I'm grateful that I'm still alive. And I'm thankful for what he's done in my life and the life of my family. He is a wonderful God, loving and kind. I think these are great victories that the Lord gives us and help us through. Let me ask you one thing. What supplications has he heard and answered for you? The Bible said we come to him with prayers and supplications, right? And when we come with prayers and supplications, what did the Bible say? And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind in Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why when you look at a person who's been saved from sin, there is always a face that has peace and smile. George, Sylvia's brother, he's not with us today. He was coming. He told me, Edel, I want to tell you something. You look at this congregation. Everyone has a halo on his face. I tell you one thing. This is the halo of Jesus Christ. Just think. All the time you have prayed, and the Lord stepped in to give you what was best for your life. And he, when we ask for something and we don't get it, he answered us according to his will and what is best for our lives. This church has experienced answers to prayers. And God answered our prayers. All of them, not part. Because he is a God who hears and honors those people who come to him. And one of them, great answers to our prayers, Jessica is sitting here at the church. She's listening to me. Thank you, Jessica, for listening to me. I love this young lady. And I love her parents. They're like my second family. And I pray that you will always see Jessica sitting in her place, worshiping the Lord. Amen. Remember, after you think of the great blessings God has given us, has given you, you're not at the hospital today, aren't you? We are sitting in a comfortable chair listening to the word of God. This is a great miracle from God, our Father. And God is reminding us at this very moment. And he's preparing us for a new beginning. What's next week? We have 3 days. 3 more days, Dean? 3 days for 2024. To go away, but it left its stamp on our lives. And we are preparing ourselves to go into year 2025, a new year, preparing ourselves for a new beginning. Are you? Is your heart ready? Is your life prepared to go for something better, a step above this? We passed through 2024. We graduated, let's put it this way. Are you ready for the second class? And I tell you one thing, I'll be ready. I won't be ready if God is not with me. I will not be able to step into tomorrow if I don't have Christ to go with me. When Moses was ready to go into the promised land and take with him millions, a million or two, I don't know much about how many, but the Lord told Moses, I'm going to send my angel with you. He will go with you and lead you. Moses was then very, very awake. Let's put it this way. He says, we will not go unless your presence, go with us. Do you have the presence of the Lord to go with you? The Lord then said, he says, Moses, I will go with you. If we ask the Lord, Lord, I am not going to go into 2025 unless you lead me, unless you're with me, unless I have your presence in every step of my life. And I, you know one thing, I really worry about those who go in life without the presence of Jesus Christ with them. Do you have his presence? Have you accepted him as a savior and guide to guide you in this life? Those without Christ, I say it with all respect, are lost people. And if you want to go into this coming year to have a new beginning, you need the Lord Jesus Christ to guide you and navigate you through the next 365 days. Without him, I say with all respect, if you're not saved, without him, you're lost. But with Jesus, you have the world, you have the angels, you have heaven, you have all the power that is given in the world to go with you and bless you and protect you until we reach the other shore. So let's look forward. Let's forget the past. As I said, remember good to forget. And let's go forward with unwavering faith and take courage, knowing, I leave you with this verse, knowing, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is with you, who can be against you? Amen? Let's bow our heads for prayers. Our Father, we are thankful that we can still hear the word of God with liberty and freedom. We thank you for what you have given us. We thank you for the country you have given us, Lord. And we thank you that we can preach the gospel and meditate on your word. So please, Lord, accompany your word to the hearts of the people, to my heart and each one, and help us to forget, like Paul forget, and move toward a better life that you are willing to give us if we trust you and live for you. Be with each and every family, each and every one. Bless them and be with them until we meet again. We give your name and the Son's name, Jesus Christ, all power and glory forever and ever. Amen.